Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Won't you come away with me?
Joining me, thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Art Diamond. Arthur M. Diamond Jr. is the name on the book, Openness to Creative Destruction, Sustaining Innovative Dynamism. Art, thanks again for being here. Art's a professor of economics at the University of Nebraska at Omaha. Art, you wrote a pretty darn good article recently about being free to choose, and what that was about, as I understand it, and I read the whole thing, is we're talking about how it comes back to my point that I made earlier about managing risk earlier in the year about managing risks. Some of the things, when I was pushing back a little bit on some of our response to this disease, I was pointing out that small business owners eat risk for breakfast. And some of the things that we need to be able to do as we reopen the economy is let us manage our own risks. Now, obviously, to the degree that we're in the middle of a pandemic, that has to be, throttled a little bit. But at some point in time, we have to manage our own risks. And you make that case for clinical trials, don't you?
I do. And I think this is in the spirit of America. America was built on people who took risks to come over here and to explore the frontier and to go to the moon. And in a lot of areas, we've had a long tradition, and I think it's a correct tradition, of allowing adults to make choices about what level of risk they take, at least when it's mainly a risk that they're for themselves and not imposing on other people. But in medicine, we take a different attack. In medicine, there's this idea that we have to protect people from their own decisions. Mm-hmm. And I don't agree with that ever, but I think it's especially causing us problems now and slowing down our getting this COVID-19 under control. And so what I argue in that paper you're referring to is that there's different ways we could give people a little more choice, one of which is, I think, better but not as politically feasible, and one which is not so good, not quite as good, but also help, but we might be able to get it through. Yeah, you know, there's three phases in testing drugs or vaccines: phase one, phase two, and phase three. The first two phases
drugs that wind up being saviors take 10 years to get to us.
That's right. That's the big reason, especially phase three, mm-hmm. because the first two are usually fairly small and they can be done fairly quickly to determine safety, to determine the effectiveness, the efficacy of the drug or vaccine. It can take a really long while because you mm-hmm. give it randomly to people, and then they often will not encounter the virus, and then you've got to wait until enough people have encountered it to see whether the vaccine mm-hmm. is being effective or not. Mm-hmm. So now, one of the bright things, we should say bright things, not just things that are downers right now. One of the bright news last week was one of the best candidates for vaccines, the Moderna vaccine, has finished phase two trials. And mm-hmm. it's done it with flying colors. They gave the vaccine to 45 people, and none of them had safety issues, and they all were producing significant levels of antibodies that the experts say should be enough to protect people.
You're looking to fast track phase three, which is
I'm looking to two things. One, what I would most like to do is let me take Moderna's vaccine now at the mm-hmm. end of safety. That's something one of my heroes, Milton Friedman, advocated. Mm-hmm. He said, let's come back, FDA, and have it just establish safety. Once safety is established, you let people on their own, as individuals, mm-hmm. judge whether they think something's going to be effective.
Other countries do this, don't they?
Well, China has just announced that they're doing it. They have two vaccines.
Maybe not a good example, Art.
Yeah. Well, as part of what I say in the paper is that just because they're wrong on a lot of important things doesn't prove they're wrong on absolutely everything. This may be one of those rare cases where China right. is doing something right. But they're letting some of their people choose to take one of their vaccines mm-hmm. Based just on it having passed the phase two.
How many releases would you have to sign? Because we've got a lawyer for every citizen in this country and a righteous indignation industry out there like no other place in the world. How would that's a long document you'd have to sign to release those people.
Yeah, unfortunately, but I got my pen ready and I'll start signing as soon as the FDA says I can.
So we can speak. So that's the other thing. Just because the vaccine's going to be ready, they're saying a vaccine could be ready by the end of the year. Does that mean that anybody can take it and they can feel good about it? Does that mean it could go into phase three by the end of the year?
Yeah, I when they say by the end of the year, they mean different people mean different things. Mm-hmm. Some people mean that they're hoping that it might be finished with phase three by the end of the year. If you let me do what I'm saying now, we could be taking it right now, basically. But then the other thing I was suggesting, I don't want to miss this, is if people are not willing to buy that suggestion, a more modest suggestion, but still one that will get some huge debate, is do the phase three, but let people volunteer for what's called a human challenge trial. And that's one where you give the vaccine to half of the people, and half of them you give a placebo, but you give everybody, you expose everybody to COVID-19. What that would allow is, that would allow us to know a lot quicker, with a lot fewer people, whether the thing's working or not.
Right.
So you'd still be going through phase three, but you'd get through it maybe a couple months quicker, saving a bunch of lives and getting the economy open a lot faster.
It's really something to think about, Art. And I haven't heard anybody else bring this up but you, by the way. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for doing it here on our show. Will you give us your website quickly, please?
ArtDiamondBlog.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. The book is called Openness to Creative Destruction. Art Diamond, thanks for being here. Come back soon. Quick break.
I'm excited.
Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.